So I see the several immediate benefits from that. First is dramatically lower costs than getting people together, especially from different countries. Another one is that the deliverable is digital, so you don't have that challenge of digitizing a huge wall of paper and sticker notes, which are absolutely tangible. We had a UX mapping workshop last year here at UI Breakfast, and one of the topics was how to actually process the results. And with digital tools, it becomes easier because it's the actual deliverable. It doesn't have to be actually processed. But I would love to have your opinion on how to mediate, how to guide these meetings, because the dynamics of the team being in Skype or whatever tool you're using and synchronizing over digital real-time board is different than being in a room. How do you manage that?
It really depends on the tactics that you're trying to get the teams to learn. So if it's just journey mapping, then it does require a few sort of best practices around digital platform collaboration. I think some of that is just being much more prepared for meetings than you might have normally been. So it's thinking about things in smaller chunks. So think about, like, you've got a platform where anybody on the meeting, let's say you have 20 people on the meeting, they can do anything they want to on the whiteboard. They can draw, they can put up stickies, they can look for pictures and pop those in, and that can happen. So I think that the blank slate invites a lot of creative, open access. And you might want to discourage that. If you have a very structured meeting, you'll have 2 hours to work together. You've got 20 people from different geographies. You're trying to accomplish a very specific task, which might just be solve a problem for a specific hypothesis. Then you have to have a very structured, facilitated approach to guiding that team through the tactic. So if it's a workshop where you're trying to get people to think up a visual idea for a landing page for your new app, and your goal is to gather as much kind of visual sketching ideas as you can in a short amount of time from a dozen people. So those, you could just say, okay, you have an hour, start drawing. And you might get a result, right? Or you could structure it in a way it's where you're kind of really guiding the activity through a thought process of really kind of creating a theory and then getting a result that's more focused around problem solving. So if you think about a whiteboard and, sketching on a whiteboard and having post-it notes on a whiteboard, you can start to combine multiple tactics for sketching into one place. And I think sketching might be the last thing that you end up doing. But the idea is to get the team all thinking about the same problem and sharing vocabulary around what the issues are from the perspective of their customers, and then start to come up with some visual ideas about how it might be executed in a product design. So it's not just drawing blankly from your imagination. It's really kind of focusing in on what are the problems here. Is it that people don't understand, like, there's too much information on the page, we want to simplify it? Is there just lack of clarity about what the process is to get from A to B, so we need more instruction? Whatever it is that you think through that becomes part of your kind of thought experiment should then help people get guided more specifically down into a refined exploration for their visual design. And I think a lot of tactics like that in these visual platforms, it's good to have a facilitated experience when you first go through it. It's like a lot of design thinking workshops, if you've ever been to those. They're all very focused on an outcome, and they all have a very specific tactic to get to it. And they usually have like a time-boxed series of things that you do to achieve that outcome. Some of those could be you go off and do your own thing. Some of those could be that you're working in a sub-team. Some of those could be just like a brainstorming activity where you're coming up with lots of ideas. Some of that could be take those ideas and cluster those and break them down into the basic, you know, the basic themes, and then use those as your driving patterns for what you want to use as your solution.